You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time, direct from Hollywood. Tonight, the radio production of the lilting and vivacious motion picture comedy, It's a Date, starring Vanessa Brown, Mary Astor, and your Saturday evening host, Herbert Marshall.
Good evening. Tonight, the accent is entirely on you, because Frigidaire brings you It's a Date. Young, in fact, is our main character, Pamela Drake, played by the refreshing Vanessa Brown. Young in heart are Georgia Drake and John Arum, played by Mary Astor and myself. Tonight's play is a delightful comedy, a surprising conflict for a comedy, and a load of heart and a load of good sense to temper its agreeable nonsense. In a brief moment, then, our sparkling play. During that brief moment, here's Wendell Niles for Frigidaire.
You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember that millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens have established Frigidaire's reputation for complete dependability, for lasting satisfaction. Yes, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. No other company can make a Frigidaire. Now, Mary Astor, Herbert Marshall, and Vanessa Brown in It's a Date.
Just minding my own business, that's all. I got tired of the crowded dining saloon on board the big liner. You see, I was on my way to join Mother in Honolulu, and I had the most exciting news for her. I was going to be in my first Broadway play. A play produced by Sidney Simpson, no less. I, Pamela Drake, daughter of Georgia Drake, the Broadway star, was going to be a star in my own right. So I went up on deck alone. And in the moonlight, I rehearsed my lines in St. Anne. The love scene in Act One. I gave the lines everything I had.
Gerald, how long ago did we love? Was it 100, 1,000 years ago?
Hey,
or is our love measured in eternity? Answer me, Gerald.
Hey!
Gerald! Who? Who's that?
Over here. Number 4 lifeboat.
I need help.
Oh. Are you a stowaway?
I've been hiding in this lifeboat for 2 days.
Oh, gee, you must be hungry.
And thirsty. Especially thirsty.
Poor man.
Yes.
You stay right here in this lifeboat. I'll bring you something.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Scotch and soda with a twist of lemon peel.
You leave it to me. I'll take care of you as far as Honolulu.
Angel. Angel of mercy and kindness. Bless you.
Well, Johnny, my boy, I thought I'd seen all the ways of catching a woman, but that lifeboat stowaway routine of yours is...
Now, look here, Captain Andrews. I'm not trying to catch that 18-year-old child. You were worried about her. She was behaving like a lovesick and deeply unhappy girl out there in the moonlight, and you asked me to do something about it.
All right, don't get peeved, Johnny. I just didn't want any disappointed young women jumping off my ship.
Okay, I went out there in my unique fashion. I tried to give her an interest in remaining on board. But that's all over now. I'm not crawling back into that lifeboat again.
Oh, but you've got to.
My beard is sticking me to death. My shirt is crawling, and I'm sick of eating pineapple 3 times a day. And now she has the idea of sneaking me off in the boat in her clothes.
That I gotta see.
You never will. I'll go back tonight for my evening feeding. But when the girl shows up, I demand that you come around and discover me.
Quitter.
Here's your dinner, darling. And don't be discouraged.
I figured out another way for you to get off the ship when we dock.
I know. Disguised as a crate of pineapples.
How did you know?
They're coming out of my ears.
Well, anyway, here's my plan. When we put in at Honolulu... Oh, dear, someone's coming.
Captain.
Get under the canvas and lie still. I'll get it.
Yes, no.
Oh, quiet. Oh, good evening, Captain.
Good evening, miss. Lifeboat inspection.
Lifeboat inspection? Oh, Captain, look up there. Isn't that a submarine periscope I see?
Well, even if it is, I believe we are at peace, miss.
Oh, yes, be sure.
Well, then, let's have a look under this canvas.
Well, Captain, could you tell me where the beauty salon is?
Yes, at the foot of that companionway, miss. Now, then, let's see.
Captain, Captain, I think I'm going to faint.
Be careful, keep away from that rail.
Captain, I'm falling.
Great Scott!
Help!
Great Scott, John, come out of that boat. Reverse engine!
Captain, what's happened?
Man overboard! Our damsel in distress jumped overboard.
What?
Full speed astern, man overboard.
Andy, I'm going after her. Out of the way, Captain.
Put on a life belt, you knucklehead.
Forget it. Here we go.
All right, folks, stand aside, please. Here they come up the ladder. Here you are, my girl. Grab my hand.
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Good girl. Now, here's a hand, Johnny, my boy.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks a lot.
Good boy, Johnny, my lad. Here, wrap this blanket around yourself.
Johnny, my lad. You know each other that well?
Oh, friends for years. As a matter of... Oh.
Then why was John afraid you'd find him in the lifeboat? Unless...
No.
Of course, it was all part of a... An elaborate flirtation.
Well, to tell you the truth, miss, he is very fond of you.
Nonsense.
You step out of my way.
No, listen.
Out of my way?
Look out, don't push me.
Catch him, somebody! Man overboard! And save that blanket on him! It's pure wool! Have another brandy, Johnny?
Thanks.
You need it after those two plunges into the Pacific Ocean.
Look, Captain. Andy, what was the idea of telling that mere child that I was very fond of her?
My responsibility, Johnny. I don't want ladies jumping off my ship simply because they feel nobody loves them.
Decent of you. But I, for one, will be glad when this ill-starred voyage is over. Fill up my glass again. I'm all nerves.
One small portion of my love, but only borrowed it. Now I want it back. I'll never love again, Gerald. Never, never, never. Come in. My bags are all ready to go.
All ashore, the going ashore.
All right. Mother!
Baby, my little girl. How are you, Pamela, darling?
Oh, I'm fine, Mother.
Oh.
Oh, you're looking simply wonderful.
I feel wonderful. And I'm so glad you decided to spend your vacation with me in Honolulu.
And how's Sarah, Mother?
Oh, same old tyrant of my dressing room as always.
Same old Sarah.
Oh, I've missed you so much.
I've missed you, Mommy. Especially lately.
Well, I'm glad my little girl still needs me. I don't want to lose you yet.
You almost did lose me on this very boat. To a man.
Pamela. Not a shipboard romance.
Not quite. But I could have fallen in love with him in a minute.
Only?
Didn't have a minute to spare. Listen, I've been setting the part for a play I'm going to be in. And I'm Broadway.
Pamela, no.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Oh.
You're not going to be the only Broadway star in this tight little family.
Well, darling, I'm stunned. I'm delighted. Who wrote it? Who produced it?
I can't tell anyone. Not even you.
Well, never mind. I have my own new play to think about.
Oh. Is it good?
No, Pamela. This one is great. I've been studying like mad. Listen to this. Nobody owns me, Gerald. And I've scarcely owned myself. You borrowed one small portion of my life.
Mother.
I'll never love again, Gerald. Never, never, never. And stop and stop and stop. Oh, it's wonderful.
That's your thing?
Mm-hmm. Sidney Simpson gave me the script before I left New York 2 months ago.
Sidney Simpson.
This is really a great part. Something I can be identified with forever.
It's sounds very exciting, Mother. Very.
Oh, it is, Pam. Pam, aren't you well?
Oh, yes, yes, Mother. I'm just tired, I guess.
Of course you are. Let's get off this ship and back to my hotel, and while you rest and freshen up, I'll tell you all about my new play, huh?
Yes, Mother.
So much, Pamela, for the second act curtain. But do you notice the beautiful construction of the play, the almost classic quality? I love it.
I do too, Mother.
All right, now, act three, a year later.
Oh,
let it go. Sarah can take it to the next room.
Sarah went out a while ago. I'll get it. Hello?
We have a cablegram here for Miss Drake.
Miss Drake? Which Miss? This is Miss Drake.
A cablegram from New York City, signed Sydney Kinson.
Oh.
The message reads, just learned your daughter Pamela is on her way to visit you. Telephone to 8 o'clock tonight, your time, to explain about the play. All my love, signed Sydney Kinson. Shall I repeat the message?
Thank you, no.
Shall I send it over?
Oh, no, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But, John, I said goodbye. John!
Oh, is it that man from the boat? Send him off, Pamela.
Oh, very well, John. Dinner at 7:30, then. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Mother will certainly be there. Bye.
I will certainly be where, Pamela?
That was John Arlen. The man from the boat, as you say. He wants to meet you at dinner.
Now, Pamela, it can't be that serious. Invite the boy to lunch sometime, but not dinner.
He insists on dinner. And he's not a boy, Mother.
Well, how old is he?
Oh, I'd say around 40.
40? My dear child.
I'm not a child.
Well, a man of 40.
A man of 40 deserves some consideration as an adult human being. John expects to have dinner with us tonight at 7:30.
Oh, Pamela.
Look, he's in this very hotel, which makes it not only rude, but almost impossible to refuse him.
Oh, all right. I'd better start getting dressed if we're to dine with your lovesick gentleman. Send Sarah into my room when she comes in, will you, dear?
Yes, Mother, I will. Operator, will you please connect me with Mr. John Arlen's room? Oh, I started something. Now I've got to finish it.
Hello?
John, this is Pamela.
How nice. Who?
Pamela! Pamela Drake, the boat.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, Pamela. How are you?
Look, will you take my mother and me to dinner this evening?
Haven't you got anything to eat?
I'm expecting a very important call from New York at 8 o'clock tonight, and Mother mustn't be here when it comes.
I see.
Will you do it?
Well,
Oh, thank you, John.
Oh, quite all right, my dear.
7:30.
It's a date.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye, John.
Bye, Pamela.
Now, well, so far so good. What a wonderful play or a movie this would make. If it weren't so serious.
In just a moment, we continue with Act Two of It's a Date, starring Mary Astor, Herbert Marshall, and Vanessa Braun. Did you ever say to yourself, if there were only some way to take the guesswork out of cooking, then you're just the kind of person Frigidaire engineers had in mind when they designed the Frigidaire electric range. They were thinking of you when they gave definite cooking heats to the surface cooking units, engineered Frigidaire's radium tube units, so you never have to guess at the heat you're using. They had you in mind when they planned the big Frigidaire oven, made it so even heating that things are sure to come out perfectly done and no guesswork about it. Frigidaire engineers were thinking of you when they gave this oven a temperature control that regulates its heat exactly and automatically. And consider the Frigidaire Cookmaster, the automatic control you set to turn the oven on at a certain time all by itself and to turn it off when the cooking time is up. No guesswork there. Everything is timed to the minute. Remember these examples of how Frigidaire engineers designed an electric range to help you take the guesswork out of cooking. Remember them as evidence of all the other advantages you'll find in the Frigidaire electric range. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. We'll be right back. Hollywood Star Time continues with Act Two of It's a Date, starring Mary Astor, Herbert Marshall, and Vanessa Brown. Vanessa Brown appears by arrangement with 20th Century Fox, currently releasing Daryl F. Zanuck's production, The Razor's Edge. Music for Hollywood Star Time is composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Now, Act Two of It's a Date.
Dinner with Pamela and her mother was a revelation and a delightful shock. I was quite unprepared for the poised and charming and beautiful woman Pamela presented as her mother. Georgia Drake, the famous Broadway actress. I'd seen and worshipped her a dozen times. Sometime around 8 o'clock, Pamela excused herself on some pretext. I knew she had gone to her apartment to receive that important telephone call.
Hello?
The office calling, Miss Georgia Drake.
This is Miss Drake.
One moment. Go ahead, New York.
Hello, Georgia.
This isn't Georgia, Sydney. It's Pamela.
Pamela? I want to speak to Georgia.
I don't want you to speak to Georgia.
Oh, but look, my dear, I must...
Sydney, I won't play St. Anne for you.
You've got to play St. Anne, Pamela.
That's Mother's play. You promised it to her before you gave it to me, and she loves it. And, Sydney, she's going to do it.
But she's wrong for it, Pamela. I didn't realize it until the author pointed it out to me. It takes a younger woman. It takes you.
Mother is young. You don't know how lovely she looks, Sydney. She's going to do that play.
Pamela, don't say anything to her, will you? I'm coming out there. I'll arrive in a week. Let me explain everything to her.
It won't make any difference. I still insist.
Fine, that's the idea. See you in a week. Bye.
Sydney! Oh!
You'll be very good at St. Anne, Pamela.
Sarah!
I couldn't help overhearing.
Well, I'm not sure I like the part, anyhow.
You like it.
Anyhow, there are more important things in life than the stage.
Like what?
Well, I've met a man.
So that 40-year-old man on the boat?
He loves me, and I'm rather fond of him. Oh, Sarah, don't tell Mother about the play. She wants to do the part so much, and if she does play it, won't it be better if she never knows they asked me?
Yes, I suppose so.
Promise you won't tell Mother? Promise.
I promise.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, John, you're priceless.
Nonsense, Georgia. Every man has his price. Well, what are you laughing at?
You. First one friend sends you a message that he's broken his leg and you ignore it. Then the waiter tells you that your brother just shot himself. No reaction. Just now the manager tells you that your house is on fire.
Well, it is. I did it for the insurance. Oh, have a heart, lady. How did I know you'd turn out to be Georgia Drake? And so completely enchanting.
But the fact remains you sent those native runners to drag you away from Pamela's fat, stupid, talkative mother.
Hello, you two married people. Well, can anyone get into this?
Pamela, where have you been? Sit down, dear.
Well, what do you think of this man, Mother? Loads of charm,
oh,
eh?
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
Handyman to have around the house, too.
Put up screens, things like that. Why?
Don't look so positively thrashed, John. Nothing's happened to you.
What?
Yet.
What?
Never mind, dear. Aren't you going to ask to dance with me?
Have a nice evening, Georgia.
Oh, yes, Sarah. I can't remember the last time I danced.
Mother was positively beaming all evening.
Your mother works too hard and dances too little.
That's my choice, Sarah.
Oh, nonsense. You're still a young woman. You ought to be getting a lot more out of life than you do. More dancing, more pleasant dinners with pleasant men.
Sounds attractive the way you tell it.
Then why don't you give up the stage for a while and have some fun?
What? And give up that wonderful part in St. Anne? Well...
No, Mother. It's the finest part you've ever had, and you'll be wonderful in it. If I were going to act, I'd give anything to be in such a play.
If you were going to act, but I thought...
I've been thinking of giving up the theater.
Oh, Pamela, no.
John loves me, and I'm rather fond of him, Mother.
Oh,
He's twice your age.
Yes, but I'm old for my years.
You're practically a hag, Pamela.
Sarah.
I'm sure I could make him very happy. And my entire relationship with men has been very adult.
What relationship? Skipping rope?
Sarah, you're the youngest of all of us. Really, you are. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
You forgot your raggedy dolly.
Good night.
Oh. John Arlen is more than twice her age. Sarah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
No? I guess you don't.
Oh, Mr. Arlen. Well, come in, please.
Thank you, Sarah. Where's Miss Drake?
Which one?
I don't know, Sarah. Where are they now?
In the other room, playing a scene from St. Anne.
She's great, isn't she?
Which one?
Both of them.
This is where I came in.
Sarah, I'm desperate.
Have you got a desperate brother?
I've known the Drake women for a week now, and I've never proposed to a woman before, you know.
That's curious. Neither have I.
Tell me, what do you do?
Well, it depends on whom you're proposing to.
I've been considering writing it out and mailing it with a stamped, self-addressed envelope.
Yes, women appreciate those niceties.
No, that's cowardly.
If you'd give me just a teeny-weeny hint.
Sarah, I was thinking maybe I'd take Pamela for a drive tonight.
Oh, Pamela.
Yes, why?
Nothing.
I could ask Pam. I'd say, Pam, would you be good enough to ask your mother if she'd like to marry me?
What?
Well, how would that be?
Well, that would be great.
Do you really think so?
No, but I like your attitude. I like you. You're big and you're cute and distinguished, and I like you.
Well, thanks.
Doggone it, I like you.
Well, will you marry me?
I don't like you that much, but Georgia does.
Well, how do I find out?
Ask her. Invite her to the governor's ball tomorrow night and ask her.
I'd have to invite Pamela, too.
Well, all right, invite Pamela, too, but ask Georgia. I like you. Now, I'll go in the other room and announce you.
Yeah, leave it to them. But, Sarah...
Yes?
Don't let go of my hand.
Love to go riding like this, but why did you take me away from the ball?
Well, you see, Georgia, I wanted to. Point is,
take a deep breath and begin over again, John.
Oh, I'd better stop the car. Georgia, there's something I want to ask you.
Yes, John.
It's about Pamela.
Oh.
You see, for years I've watched my friends getting married, but nothing ever seemed to happen to me. I began to think, well, I'm just not the type ever to go overboard. I was wrong.
Were you, John?
Yes, George. I'm so in love I can't see straight. I don't know what else I can tell you, Georgia.
Well, John, I appreciate your asking me, but Pam is still very young, really, don't you think?
This will be the best thing for her, Georgia. She'll have a man's protection and guidance and understanding.
There's something in that, I suppose, still.
It hurts my pride like everything to have to put things on this basis, but if you want me just as a father for Pam, that suits me fine.
Say that again.
What I mean is, take me one way or the other, but please take me.
John, you mean you want me?
It's no use, I suppose.
Oh, yes, John, yes. Yes, all the use in the world.
You will marry me?
Oh, darling, of course I'll marry you.
Oh.
And I thought you were in love with Pamela.
Oh, no.
Wait, John.
No, you can't change your mind. You made a verbal contract just now.
Well, it's Pamela. Pamela's in love with you.
Oh, no, she's not.
She'd be dreadfully hurt.
She isn't in love with me, Georgia. I'll explain everything to her.
When?
Now, tonight. We'll drive back to the governor's ball right now and tell her. She won't mind, you'll see. Come on, Georgia.
Pamela must be in the palm room.
Wait a minute, John. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Isn't that Sidney Simpson over there?
Donnie, I wouldn't know the gentleman.
My producer. Yes, it is Sidney. Sidney! Sidney Simpson, for heaven's sake.
Georgia, how are you? Why are you looking grand?
What are you doing in Honolulu anyway? I thought... Oh, Sidney, I'd like you to meet Mr. John Arlen.
Well, hello, Arlen.
We've just been engaged.
Well, hello there. Congratulations, Arlen.
Thank you.
I know you'll be very happy, Georgia. This is splendid. Great.
Thanks, Sidney, but I have some bad news, too.
You have bad news?
I'm not going to play St. Anne for you, Sidney.
You're not going to play St. Anne?
No, I'd like to take a little rest and quiet domesticity for a while. Oh, please try to understand.
Well, I...
Besides, I know someone who could play St. Anne as well as I could. Maybe better.
Oh? Who?
Pamela.
Pamela? No.
She's a fine actress, Sidney.
Heads up, kids. Here comes Pamela now.
Mother, John, wherever in the world have you two... Sidney Simpson.
Well, how are you, Pamela? Congratulations, you know.
Congratulations? What for? Oh,
Pamela.
Why, Johnny, you told them we were engaged before you even asked me.
Look, Pamela, listen.
And I accept you, John, heart and soul. Now kiss me.
Excuse me, but one or more of us is seriously insane. John is engaged to Georgia, yes or no?
What?
Yes, Pamela, see.
Oh, no.
Now, please try to understand, Pamela. Oh. Georgia and I are more...
Oh, but I do understand. It was very clever of you to pretend you loved me because you had nothing better to do.
Pamela.
Amusing yourself, listening to the sound of your own voice, making a plaything, a puppet, a fool out of me.
Pamela, people are staring.
I want them to stare. I want them all to know what a fool I've been. I hope all of you here are greatly amused. Laugh at me. Laugh. Laugh. Laugh at me all you like.
Oh, now it's laugh, eh?
As for me, I don't need anyone. I'm happy the way I am. Alone. John, you borrowed one small portion of my love, but only borrowed it. Now I want it back. I'll never love again, John.
Never.
Huh?
It's all right, Pamela. Cut. You'll play St. Anne.
Oh, I was good just now, wasn't I?
Pamela?
Laugh, laugh, laugh. Oh, Pam.
Pam, you wonderful, wonderful ham.
Thank you, Herbert Marshall, Mary Astor, and Vanessa Brown for your splendid performances in It's a Date. In a moment, Herbert Marshall will be back to tell you about next week's star and story. Mary Astor appeared tonight by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the all-star Technicolor musical Till the Clouds Roll By, including Van Johnson, Frank Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, and Robert Walker. It's a Date was presented by Frigidaire through courtesy of Universal International Studios, now releasing The Wicked Lady, starring James Mason and Margaret Lockwood. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Now, here again is your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Wendell, once upon a time, there was an aspiring young composer of popular songs who wrote a song called June Moon. Now think of it, the pity and wastefulness of it all, using June and Moon in one song title. What came of such a sinful waste is the makings of one of the most brilliant comedy successes on Broadway and of Hollywood star time. And Frigidaire has invited Mickey Rooney to star in our production of June Moon next Saturday. If you love laughter and hail hilarity, better do as our good Dr. Wendell Niles recommends. Quote,
listen next Saturday at this time when Frigidaire presents Mickey Rooney in June Moon. And your Saturday evening host...
as ever, Herbert Marshall.
End quote.
Good night, all.
Hollywood Star Time was directed by Jack Johnstone. Tonight's script was written by Milton Geiger. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.